Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Hey everyone, welcome to Interior Design Tips. Today we're talking about small bathroom makeovers, the kind that make a real difference without costing a fortune.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those topics where a little goes a really long way. Bathrooms are small spaces, so even one or two changes can shift the whole feel of the room.
Totally. And I think the first place most people should look is the mirror. A bigger mirror, or just a better one, does so much for a small bathroom. It bounces light around, it makes the space feel open. I swapped out a tiny medicine cabinet mirror for a wide frameless one, and it honestly felt like I'd knocked out a wall.
Same experience here. And you don't have to spend a lot. I found a decent large mirror for under $40, and it was one of the best things I did in my hall bathroom. Just that one swap.
The other thing I always tell people is to look at their lighting. A lot of bathrooms have one overhead light, and that's it. Adding a simple vanity light, or even just replacing a dated fixture with something cleaner, makes the room feel fresher and more intentional.
Lighting really is underrated in bathrooms. And warmer bulbs make a big difference too. I switched to a warmer color temperature, and the room just felt less cold and clinical. More like a space you actually want to be in.
Right. And then there's paint. Going lighter is the obvious move, but I'd also say don't be afraid of a soft, muted color. A pale sage or a warm grayish can actually make a small bathroom feel cozy without closing it in.
I painted my small bathroom a very soft blue-gray, and people always comment on how calm it feels. It's a tiny room, but it has a mood now, which sounds a little dramatic, but it's true.
No, that's exactly it. You want the room to have a feeling, and one easy way to add that is with hardware. Swapping out old builder-grade knobs and towel bars for something with a little more character, matte black, brushed brass, even just a cleaner chrome, pulls everything together.
Hardware is one of those things that's almost shockingly cheap for how much it changes the look. I did my whole bathroom in matte black hardware for maybe $60 total, and it looked like a completely different room.
And while you're at it, replace the toilet paper holder and the towel ring if they're mismatched or beat up. People overlook those, but they're part of the overall picture.
For sure. Another thing I'd add is storage. A small bathroom feels bigger when it's not cluttered. Add in a small shelf above the toilet or a simple cabinet, get stuff off the counter, and the room instantly breathes more.
Yes, counter clutter is the enemy of a small bathroom. Even just a couple of matching containers to organize what you do keep out makes it look cleaner and more intentional.
And one last thing I love for small bathrooms, a good shower curtain. It sounds simple, but a fresh curtain in a solid color or a simple pattern can completely refresh the space. It covers a big visual area. Use it.
Such a good point. And you can find really nice ones without spending much. It's one of the easiest swaps in the whole room.
Honestly, most of what we talked about today, you could do on a weekend for a couple hundred dollars or less, maybe less.
And end up with a bathroom that feels like you actually put thought into it, which you did.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate you spending some time with us.
Yeah. Catch you next time.
Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. Here's the part I love. You upload a photo of your room, and it shows you that exact space in any style you want. Modern, farmhouse, industrial, you name it. You can see your own living room a dozen different ways in seconds. That's remodelhome.ai.